I always like to welcome everybody to our show with something that's super interesting. And suddenly, everyone's talking about Bing. That's right. Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. The Microsoft search site that, well, no one has used until now. But Bing is one of the most popular destinations now because they did a deal with OpenAI, of course, the owners of ChatGPT, right into the search site. So you can ask things like, make me a five-day itinerary to visit New York City. And when you're there, they're going to tell you everything that you want to do. Book the hotels, flights, everything, all within Bing. Now, there is a wait list, so you can't try it out yet. But if you haven't already, go to Bing. Wait, that's something I thought I would never say.
Right?
Okay. Go to Bing.
Oh, my gosh. Did I just say that? Yes. Go to Bing and join the wait list. Now, you do know what Bing stands for. It's an acronym. Did you know that? Do you know what it stands for? Bing. Bing is not Google. That's right. Bing is not Google. All right. So I'm so thrilled that you're joining us here on Kim Komando today. It's the Friday podcast. It's different than Monday through Thursday because that's my award-winning show on 420 top stations across the United States. And here on Kim Komando Day on Fridays, well, it's a little bit different. You get to meet the other folks at the show and also at the website, komando.com. And this is fun. You can also watch us do Kim Komando Today, the Friday edition, on YouTube. So if you're more of a visual person and you want to see our happy faces, head over to youtube.com/Kim Komando and subscribe to the YouTube channel. So this way, every time we drop a new video, you automatically get an alert. And if you're a new listener, we're so glad that you're here with us. You're just going to love it. And of course, if you're a regular listener, welcome back. We like to hear your comments. And the email address is podcasts@Komando.com. Once again, that's podcasts@Komando.com. If you have a recommendation, you want us to cover a topic, that's the best way to tell us. And of course, joining us here on Friday's edition of Kim Komando Today, we have our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hello. I have a good scam warning today. Pay attention so you don't get taken. My favorite ways to rest my eyes so I don't get a headache working on a computer all day. And then we've got a brand new weird way to make money. That is, I'll say it's quite cozy.
Ooh, cozy. Does it involve feet? No, right?
Kind of.
Oh, no.
I mean, we all have feet. Doesn't every job involve feet?
I'm using... Yeah, okay. All right. If we put it that way. And of course, we have our magnificent millennial and our very own internet scout, Matthew Heffel here. Hello there, Matt. What do you have on tap?
You know, I'm going to talk about why Netflix is doing a conveniently timed positive PR push, as well as some handy mouse tricks that you wish you knew sooner.
Ooh, mouse tricks. We have keyboard shortcuts, but now we have mouse tricks.
Mouse tricks.
Okay, let me tell you, that's going to bring them in, Matt. Okay?
Oh, I know.
People are like, oh my gosh, I better hang around for the mouse tricks. Yes.
Hey. They'll change your life.
All right. We're going to start with the news. These are important tech developments to keep you in the know. And just imagine you're at the airport and you have to arrive at 5 a.m., right? For that 7 a.m. flight. So you've got to, you know, go through TSA and go through all the hassles of getting to the gate. You know what I'm talking about. And you're on United Airlines and you finally get on the plane, right? And you're getting yourself settled. You know what that's like. And the plane takes off for a six-hour cross-country flight, from San Diego to Newark, New Jersey. Now, 30 minutes you're in the air, and the captain comes on and he says, sorry, folks, we need to turn around and go back to the airport. Okay. No, United Airlines, they were not beating up customers again. Had nothing to do with it. It turns out there was a fire on board, and some folks needed to get... emergency medical care. As it turns out, a laptop battery charger caught fire aboard this United Airlines flight headed for Newark this past Tuesday morning. It was a Boeing 737 MAX 8, as I mentioned, took out from San Diego. The flight attendants were quick to place the burning battery, an external battery, into a fire bag that is now mandatory on all planes to stop the fire from spreading. We had four people who were treated at the hospital for smoke inhalation. Probably the guy or the gal had what? A bad external battery that just went on fire. So how do you know? Well, first of all, if the battery's really hot, don't use it. Okay. It has a risk of catching fire. If the battery pack swells a little bit or expands, again, another red flag, not to use it. If there's anything leaking from the battery, okay, that's another sign that you should not be using that battery. And if it starts smelling badly, No, you did not fart, or your seatmate did not. It means that the battery, once again, is in a really bad place. So, you know, speaking of United Airlines, a man went to a United Airlines ticket counter, true story, and the ticket agent asked, sir, do you have reservations? And he replied, reservations? Of course I have reservations, but I'm flying United Airlines anyway. All right, I saw this headline about Netflix, and it said 8 out of 10 Americans share passwords. So I started looking at them like, 8 out of 10 Americans share passwords. That's a really high number. No wonder why Netflix is like getting all, you know, moany about people sharing passwords.
Well, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, okay, 8 out of 10 passwords. Then you read further, it's like their spouses. So it's really not that bad. So, Matt, you have some news about Netflix, right?
Right. You might have noticed that Netflix came out with their quote-unquote prediction or how their plan was going to roll out with how they're going to stop these sharing passwords, right? And it was, quote, leaked on their website is what they came out later. And it said that you would have to sign in on the device on that Wi-Fi every 30 days, right?
Oof.
Well, quickly after that, the internet went up in arms and said, whoa, whoa, how dare you? You can't do this. We're all going to cancel our Netflix, right? Now, the next thing that Netflix did was they got really nervous. And what they came back with was, oh, you know, we're not actually doing this. This was for other countries, not for you. It's not going to happen to you.
Just
guys,
kidding.
Don't worry about it. We're just kidding. Right. So there was this huge backlash and Netflix decided to go backwards and not do it and say, oh. But they still say they're doing a thing that's going to happen on March 1st and they're going to be cutting down on password sharing. Now, we don't know exactly what that's going to be yet. But right after this, they have a big PR push coming during the Super Bowl. So they partnered with two different brands, Michelob Ultra, as well as GE, to run two Super Bowl ads that are going to be big, positive Netflix things about movies they have coming out and how they're helping support EV vehicles and all this stuff. And I think it's kind of convenient that they accidentally posted this thing on their website saying this is going to happen. And then they already had a PR thing ready because you don't just, oh, this bad thing happened. Next week's the Super Bowl. Let me buy a bunch of ads in it. This was in plan for a long time. So do you really think that this was an accidental leak or do you think they were testing the waters to see how people reacted?
Oh, totally testing.
100%.
Let's see how mad they get.
Exactly.
They got real mad. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, sorry, we didn't really mean that. It's like when Google was released their ad for Bard. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you see this. Saw this. Is that, you know, the Bard answer was totally wrong.
Yeah.
And then Google came back and said, well, this is why we do testing.
Right.
Yes. It's like, wow. So the whole Netflix password is rolling out in March.
Right, March 1st.
And that's when we're all going to have to sit here and say, okay, I guess we have to pay. All right. So Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And have you gotten your loved ones anything special?
Yeah, I have. We got, got her a new, I know this is not the most romantic thing, but she wanted a new fancy blow dryer. So I bought her a really nice fancy blow dryer.
Delightful.
Great, well, that's nice. Yeah. What about you, Al?
We're not Valentine's Day people.
Oh, okay.
We're both just like, oh, this is.
Whatever.
Hallmark holiday.
I got Barry a sweatshirt because he, you know, he's in love with Abby the Golden Retriever. I think he loves Abby more than me. I mean, honest to goodness, in the morning, he's like, I mean, we both wake up around the same time, and he's like, oh, Abby girl, come on. I'm like, okay, don't worry about me, all right?
Nice to see you.
I got him a sweatshirt that says Golden Dad with a little golden retriever on
it.
And then I also got him on Etsy a gin-making kit.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a good idea because now
your
that I think about it.
Your bathtub is going to be full of gin.
Well, you know, now that I think about it, and Barry knows this, and so, Barry, if you're listening to the podcast, I don't think I'm saying anything out of line, is that Barry has a certain drink that when he makes it, I say, instead of me saying, oh, are you having a gin and tonic? I'll say, oh, so you're having the perfect a-hole. Because after two of those, he just turns into, like, this guy. I'm like, who is he?
Oh,
you know,
man.
Like, stop.
Yeah, maybe you should have gotten him like a whiskey tasting or like a wine something.
Yeah, or maybe a box of tea bags. Maybe. All right, so speaking of Valentine's Day, some scams, right, Allie?
Yes, so first a pop quiz. You two, I know I'm the exception. Most people do buy Valentine's Day gifts. So this year, worldwide, how much do you think people are estimated to spend on Valentine's Day worldwide?
Gosh. I don't know, 100 billion? Million?
Yeah, billion maybe?
$26 billion.
Oh, man.
No way.
Yes. People go hard. Have you seen how expensive candy is? Like Valentine's Day candy? That gets marked up like crazy. And we know where there's money, there are scammers, right? So the good folks over at the Better Business Bureau, they put together a list of the most commonly reported Valentine's Day scams, the ones they always hear people saying, oh, I got taken by this. So let's go through them so that you don't fall for any of this. Of course, there are the imposter websites. You think you're buying a nice piece of jewelry. You think you're, maybe you're going to a dating website because you're going to meet that special someone. Nope. On the retail sites, it is often you will never get anything. And then they got your credit card information or you get something really, you know, really bad quality back. So look for huge discounts. If something is so much cheaper than it should be, you're probably not really lucky and found a good deal. If they ask for cash, like for payment apps to pay, run away, close the browser, never, ever do that online.
Just, you know what, just close, just shut it down. Just move away from whatever you're looking
at. Honestly, shut off your whole computer and come back later. another one, this is related to the fake websites, but fake florists. These are actually a really big thing around this time of year. So people, you know, people are willing to spend a lot of money on a floral arrangement. And then yes, it never arrives or it's really bad. So again, look out for crazy low prices. Check the site. If there is no return policy or satisfaction guarantee, it's probably not legitimate because every real good florist will have one of those. Of course, there's also romance scams. Usually the big one I'm going to say is right now is that text you get. Hi, hello, how are you? Or, you know, they kind of start having a conversation with you.
Yes.
No, this is someone who knows how to charm people, knows how to get them to keep talking. If they ask you for money, if they try to get information out of you, just don't text back if you don't know the person. So stay safe out there.
Hmm. Well, you know what they call Valentine's Day for single people? You know what they call it? Independence Day. Independence Day. Ouch. Hey, coming up. Oh, wow. This is going to be one of our best shows ever. Coming up, we have What the Heck Headline of the Week. You're not going to believe the one that I found. We have a lot of mouse tricks. I know. You're sitting there going, just go right to the mouse tricks, guys. We just want to know those. We're going to talk about how to reduce eye strain. I have a really funny joke at the end. I laughed. Okay. So it must be really funny. Okay, or maybe it's not that funny, but I think you will. Maybe you'll laugh. Okay, so stay right where you are. Hey, we're so happy that you're spending your time with us here on the Friday edition of Kim Komando Today, the podcast. And if you're listening on any other day of the week, well, you are totally in the know. But maybe you don't know everything. So join over 400,000 smart people and get us delivered to your inbox every single morning. What you want to do is go to komando.com/subscribe. Once again, that's komando.com/subscribe and get our free newsletters. All right. Now, this is part of the show where we like to give away some tips. Now, I'm going to talk about drones because, as you know, I was in the pool in my bikini and there was a little drone right above my head. And I was like, shoo, shoo, get away. And then last week, I get a text from a friend of mine, and she says, okay, there's a drone hovering over my house right now.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
What do you think it is, and how do I find out who it is? And it was on a Sunday, so I'm like, well, it's nobody from the county, because, you know, counties do that, by the way. If they see, if somebody reports that you're remodeling, the county will send a drone over your house to see exactly what's going on. So anyway, talking about drones, there are now more than a million hobby drones registered in America. Now, how many are unregistered? We have no idea. But if you have a drone, you are supposed to register it with the FAA. So what are you supposed to do if one is hovering over your house watching you, say like the Chinese spy balloon? And if you don't know what that is, you were living in a cave. this spy balloon just floated right across the entire United States from Montana to South Carolina. Just right there, just wave in, okay? I still like to know, why couldn't we shoot that sucker down when it hit Alaska, okay?
Get a slingshot.
Were we just like, were we just like saying, oh, come on in, yes, yes. And I think the Chinese, well, it was a weather balloon, and yeah, sure it was. Anyway, hobby drones, they're supposed to only fly 400 feet above the ground. But what if it is hovering? Can you shoot it down? The answer is no. You can't. The government can shoot down balloons and drones, but not you. There's something called Shannon's Law, and it makes it a federal crime to discharge a firearm into the sky. And it's also against the law to jam a drone signal. So you see those for sale on eBay. You're not supposed to do that either. So here, what are you supposed to do? You want to photograph it. See how close you can get. My friend photographed it. She sent it to me. I'm like, that is totally a DJI. I mean, you know, you could just see the markings on it. Some of these drones have registration numbers on them. And that so this way, if the drone gets lost, that somebody can find it in the FAA database. So if you can take a picture and then try to see if you can zoom in on that number. But if the drone is hovering above you, what you want to do is you want to call the police. And then you want to try to see where it lands. And now my friend's like, will the police really come? I said, probably not. But they're not going to come this very moment. But maybe they'll come in an hour or so when things are maybe slowed down. But mm-hmm. the whole thing is that you want to make sure that you at least get a police report that this is mm-hmm. happening. So if it happens a lot, then you have something to refer back to. You know, and I bought Barry the DJI Mavic Mini, and I've been learning how to actually fly it. And it's really a cool thing. It's really easy to fly these drones now. It's not like it used to be like 5 years ago where it's mm-hmm. like, okay, so we have to know about lift and torque and oh, no. Okay.
Oops, I crashed. Oops, yeah.
But you know what? Speaking of, I did get it stuck in a tree. you know, and, you know, that's definitely the worst thing that happened to me over the last week, I think. Or maybe, I don't know. It's definitely up there. Okay. And now the moment you've all been waiting for. Yes, I wish we had drum rolls, but we're not making any money this podcast quite yet. So... when we will, we're going to get the bonafide sound effects. So, oh, Matt, this is great. Mouse shortcuts.
Hey, they are helpful. I actually didn't know about a few of these before I started doing some research, and I was like, that's super duper helpful. How did I not know that one? But first, what is a mouse's favorite game? Hide and squeak. I had to throw that one in there. I thought it was hilarious. Okay. The first one is really simple, but I always forget about it. If you just hold down the control and you scroll on the little scroll wheel, then it zooms in and out of whatever page you're looking at. So you don't have to try to click on the little buttons in the right hand corner that allow you to zoom in. Super helpful.
Nice. Mm.
Another one that's super helpful is if you wanted to highlight a specific word in a article, you can just double click it and it'll highlight that word. And if you triple click, it'll highlight the entire paragraph. So you can just grab that over.
Whoa, look at that. I know. Okay. So I want everybody to send us their screen recordings of double and triple clicking.
Triple click.
Yes.
You know, this one, yeah, this one I found out just this morning that I thought was fascinating. If you hold down or if you go over to a tab and you want to close out all your tabs, I know Allie always has a billion tabs open.
Right.
You can just click on the tab with the scroll wheel and it gets rid of the tab. Right?
Okay. You know what?
Oh, that's so like when there's too many, so you don't have the X?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
You can just scroll wheel all of them gone. It's super handy.
Okay.
Another super handy one, the last one here, is you can hold down the control key, and once you have one of those words highlighted, you can just drag that wherever. You don't have to copy it. You don't have to do all that. You can just literally drag it to wherever you want it to be in whatever document.
Wow.
Hey. Did I tell you or didn't I tell you?
They're Kim helpful. Wasn't a believer, yeah. But I think we just learned a lot about our mouses.
I think, you know, the people that are listening right now, everybody's going like, whoa.
Mind blown.
That
wow. You're
amazing.
Welcome.
Yes, that was really great. Okay. Now, you know what? I'm just teasing you, Matt.
I know.
That's super handy. It's super handy. All right. So, Allie, you've got a tough act to follow right here. I'm telling
well,
you. What do you have
no
for
mouse
us?
It's no tricks, but maybe I can save a few of you a headache. I am the kind of person, if I have a day where I don't look away from my screen much or I'm just like working hard on my computer all day long, I'm probably going to get a headache. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a migraine. So I have tried to develop some ways to give my eyes a break. If you were not doing any of these, you should try it. Whenever you can, if you don't actually need to be looking at the person, yes, it is nice to do video meetings, but from time to time, just do a phone call. You don't have to be staring at the bright screen. It gives your eyes a break. Even better, if you don't need to be taking notes or looking at something, take that phone call on a walk. Go walk around the neighborhood or walk around your house, whatever it is. So again, you're giving your eyes a break, looking at natural light and not, you know, the blue light of your screen.
I do that all the time.
It mm-hmm. is
I do that.
Wonderful.
I mean, Kip the other day, he's like, how do you get in? Because my average steps over the last week were 11,810.
Wow.
Wow.
And he said, how do you do that? Because we have a sponsor who's like, they want to know, like, is Kim into like health and fitness? I'm like, here, just send them this. You know?
Oh,
and he's like, how do you do, you know, and he said, how are you getting that in? I said, well, you know, ever notice like when you and I are like chit chatting, you know, that I'm just like huffing and puffing up and down the hill.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I thought you were really excited about the deal. I'm like, oh my God, no. It's like,
I had a call this week where I had to like, oh, sorry, that's dogs in the neighborhood. I'm actually on a walk right now. Yeah, it is really nice though. And then finally, if you can't actually get away from your computer, there is the 20-20-20 rule. I first saw this in my eye doctor. I think a lot of eye doctors talk about this. So every 20 minutes that you're staring at a screen, you should try to look 20 feet in the distance for about 20 seconds. Are you going to do this on a schedule? No. Are you going to remember to do this every 20 minutes? No.
No.
The rule here, though, or the inspiration, right, should just be, yeah, every once in a while, look away, kind of gaze off. Kim, if you ever see me in a video meeting and I look like I'm totally spaced out, it's because I'm protecting my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for that, Allie.
You're welcome.
She's like, oh, what about me? I'm like, come on back, Al. Come on back. Come on back, honey. You can do this. All right. Hey, listen, if you like quick tips like this, make sure you get our Daily Tech Update podcast. Oh, my God. It is growing like crazy. People are loving this. And we're talking about millions of downloads. So wherever you get your podcast, just search for Daily Tech Update with Kim Komando, or just search for Komando with a K. You just get two a day, just little, two little 60-second podcasts that will make a difference in your life. So again, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Komando with the letter K. All right, coming up, we have our What the Heck headline of the week. We have a strange way to make money. And then we have a truly funny joke at the end. And of course, Matt is going to be telling us all about K-pop. So stay right where you are. Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily fun podcast about all things digital. And here, if you love Kim Komando today, and I know you do, you need to give us a great 5-star rating. Wherever you get your podcast, just hit those 5 stars. And if you want to say a nice, I don't know, a few words about how great the podcast is, we would love that. As a matter of fact, I was looking at our reviews, and guys, one person actually said, I love Kim Komando today, and I really love Ali Seligman and Matthew Heppel, which I thought was so cool.
Oh. Okay.
Here's another one. Great way to keep up with tech. This is a 5-star review. I listen to the podcast every day during my lunch walk. This is from, looks like, Kevinator7. It's a great way to keep up with the latest tech news and products. I also benefit myself from hearing her suggestions to callers who have problems. And yes, I even get some of the dad jokes that are thrown in.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay. Now, here's another podcast. It's from The Hammer 610, and he dropped this in December. He says wrong. The title is Wrong Info.
Oh.
And show. Okay. Here's what he says. I like my podcast straight and to the point. For my taste, Kim takes way too long to make her point.
Oh,
I want information, not entertainment. Okay.
Okay. He sounds fun.
Now,
Allie,
yeah.
Now, Allie, this guy's talking about you.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Give it to me.
Okay. You ready? But what pushed me to drop the podcast was wrong information provided by a guest who gave tips about Amazon.
I am that guest.
The guest said Amazon makes Amazon's best products as cables. And I consider this to be a literal statement.
What?
Yeah. Okay. While Amazon does make many, this is what he says, more important products like the Echo and Fire Talk, Amazon just buys batteries and cables from generic manufacturers. But when the guest, you, Allie, okay, when the guest claimed that the cables were just as good, and Kim accepted that statement as fact.
Jeez.
Okay. What he didn't see is that Kim slapped me.
He goes on.
Yeah, okay. Off camera.
No testing was referenced by the guest. Okay? As someone who has had lightning connectors corrode, I firmly believe that they are not as good as Apple or Belkin cables.
All right.
I will get my tech podcasts elsewhere.
Is this sponsored by Belkin?
Yeah. Username Belkin1.
Yes, right. So, Allie, you just suck. You just suck.
As guest, I sincerely apologize to everyone that I've let down.
And, you know, and me accepting you as an expert, Allie, I'm appalled. So, you know, so the Hammer 610, if you're still listening, you know what? We still love you as a guest. I mean, as a listener. We love you as a listener. And we accept your criticism.
We do.
We really do. We do. Even though you are 100% completely wrong. But that's okay. I bet you he's from Texas. You know, the Lone Star State. Because he likes to give a lot of one-star reviews. That's it. Oh, no. The Hammer 610. 610 is probably his area code. He's probably from Miami. He lives in Florida. That's what it is.
This is a Florida man? Come on.
I know. All right. So,
Strikes again.
You know what? So, I mean, here's the deal. We need more positive reviews. We need more positive people in our future and in our present. So wherever you get your podcast, just tell the Hammer 610, you are completely wrong. You are. That's it. All right. So it's time now for our What the Heck headline of the week. Okay. Zoo says ape's mysterious pregnancy occurred through a hole in the wall.
Oh, no.
Okay. Zookeepers were left perplexed when a female monkey by the name of Momo had a baby. The weird part is that she has lived alone in her cage for many years. So, what happened? The monkey mother found a way to get her groove on through a literal hole in the wall. It was only a third of an inch wide. All right. Apparently, she had four monkey boyfriends.
Oh.
And so to find out where Momo's partner was, little horse slut there, they had to conduct a DNA test. And they matched it with the four potential fathers. It took about 2 years to figure out, because Momo was very protective of her baby. And this week, they figured out that Ito is the daddy. A 34-year-old gibbon next door is, in fact, the father.
Oh, my gosh. Did Maury Povich announce it?
Yeah.
You are not right? The father.
You are not the father, Maury. You are not, but look at you. Gibbon, you are the
you
daddy.
Are the father.
Right? Wow.
That's incredible. Okay.
That was awesome.
Good for her. She's...
Yeah.
You know what?
She's living her best life.
Momo, she's got it going on. All right, so you're going to have to follow that up with Matt.
Good luck.
With our internet scout. You're going to talk about K-pop, right?
We're going to go from that insane story to another kind of insane story, K-pop. You probably have heard about it in passing or maybe seen it on TV or something, but you might not know what it is. Basically, what K-pop is, it stands for Korean pop music, as it probably implies, but it's been getting bigger and bigger and bigger over the last decade, especially now, because just this last week, K-pop artists were actually nominated for 3 different Grammy Awards, which is the first time there's been that many in the history of the awards, which is kind of fascinating.
Wow.
Right. Well, there's a lot that goes on with these K-pop stars, and they're not actually called stars. They're called idols. They don't call them stars. Ooh. They call them idols. So if you're talking to anybody...
I'd like to be an idol.
Right?
I would like to be an
tech idol.
Kim.
Yes. You're a tech idol.
I'm just a guest. So.
Yeah. You're just a guest.
And a loser guest as it is. I mean, my God.
Well, they call them idols, and there's a lot of them. You might see them all over the place, but I wanted to give you the top 3, according to the K-pop website, official website,
ooh,
K-pop artists in the world, so that if you're talking to anybody that knows a lot about K-pop, you can at least throw these names around. And I'm going to give you their names and then how many followers they have on Instagram, which is a lot.
Okay.
So there's Jungkook, who is one of the members of BTS, which is the biggest K-pop band in the world.
Yeah, that's a big
one. He has 26 million followers on Instagram.
Woof.
Okay. He is an idol.
He is an idol. He is an idol.
Okay.
Then there is another BTS star. His just goes by V, just the letter V.
Cool.
He has 48 million followers on Instagram. And then the biggest one is, her name is just Lisa. And she's from the band Blackpink, and she has 76 million followers on Instagram.
I love Blackpink.
Insane. But it's not all just rainbows and fun and poppy music. There is a little bit of a dark side, as in the K-pop industry, they go through these things called boot camps that can go for up to 10 years, where they go through grueling training. And I'll just let the CBS Sunday Morning speak for themselves.
You're also thinking, like, everybody's doing it, too. It's part of this. It's normal to us. To feel like we're always hungry, to always feel exhausted.
And you're 15.
Yeah.
Right. So that That was a 18-year-old K-pop star named Kung. And she had came out after one of her co-stars, co-idols, had actually killed herself after the pressure of being in one of these camps for so long.
It's horrible.
Exactly. So it's grueling. But over the last about 5 years, they've been sued dozens of times by different artists that have come out with these allegations. And they've said that they've upped the standards at some of these places and made it a little bit nicer for the idols. But it's still really, really grueling. So you kind of want to take this with a grain of salt. There's a lot that goes into it. If you're thinking about becoming a K-pop star, just know there's a lot that goes into it.
Just know you're not going to make it.
Well, you know, it's not unlike the houses that are in Hollywood and Beverly Hills. Hmm? I don't know. I'm sure you're aware of this. I mean, they rent these big houses, these promoters.
Oh.
And I'm talking like mega mansions, maybe $30 million mansions. And they stuff these houses with gamers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that the gamers are competing in these esports. And then, and these are people like probably between like 15 and 22, because after 23, you're kind of out of it. Your hands start hurting and all the other stuff. But, you know, one of these homes, I had the opportunity to actually go in and take a look. And I was talking to some people about it. And they wake the kids up at six. They have to, you know, work out for an hour with a trainer. They have breakfast, then they go game, and then they review their games. And anyway, they can do this from 7 in the morning to like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Man.
I mean, it's really, really grueling. So anyway, so if any of the kids that are listening are like, I'm going to make big money being a video gamer or a K-pop star,
right,
just know it's going to take some work. It's going to take some work. All right. If you're not already following us on social media, I don't have 78 million followers. Okay, I'm just going to say that right now. So head over to Instagram.com/KimCommando, Twitter.com/KimCommando, Facebook.com, /KimCommando. So we are everywhere at Kim Commando. So make sure that you follow us and stop ghosting us. And by the way, sometimes I'm locking these accounts. And if it's locked, just go ahead and put a request in. We'll check out your profile and we'll probably approve you, unless you're the Hangman 610 who left us. That for sure. We're probably not going to let you in. All right, coming up, we have a weird way to make money and a truly funny joke at the end here on Kim Commando Today. We need you to spread the love. Tell three people about our podcast. Just tell them that the Kim Commando Today podcast has totally changed your life. You are more tech smart. Your thighs are thinner. Your hair is growing. And you're making more money because of Ali Seligman. So, Ali, you have a great way to make money, right?
This is a good one. Okay, this is for the people. If you are a people person, if you're kind, if you're giving, if you're cuddly, you can be a professional cuddler. This is real.
Ooh.
It's real. And you can act.
Do you just cuddle? We're not talking like more than cuddle.
It's just cuddling. And we'll get into this. There are cuddling contracts that expressly forbid anything other than cuddling. Fully clothed. So two of the most popular sites to find these. No, it's not Craigslist or anything. Cuddlist and Cuddle Comfort. Cuddle Comfort. This one, they have a couple options. So you can just go find someone to cuddle with. It's like, you know, meet someone and cuddle for free. Or you can get a professional cuddler. If you are the cuddler, the pro, you get to keep 85% of what you charge. They have about 230,000 members across 50 states. So this is a lot of people looking for cuddles, I guess. And their market rate, about $80 an hour.
Wow.
To cuddle.
Do you have to go to their house or do they come to you?
You can probably choose whatever you want.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There are a couple things in their cuddle contract. Cuddler must not offer any non-platonic services. Okay. No sexual activity is permitted. You can't solicit anything, either of you. Both parties have to remain clothed. Undergarments do not constitute appropriate clothing. You have to have real clothes. And no kissing is allowed. So this is just cuddling. The other one, cuddlist.com, this one has a more like cuddle therapy vibe. It's like, it's only professionals. You go there to get some cuddles. The best part on their website, because of COVID presumably, says we now offer both in-person and virtual sessions.
A virtual cuddle? I'm not feeling like a virtual cuddle is the same thing as like somebody
agreed
holding
you. No, yeah. I don't think so either. These ones are actually a little more expensive. Most of the rates I saw, people are charging between $100 and $150 an hour. Perhaps my favorite bio that I read, this person said, come experience the richness and delight of safe, warm touch in a judgment-free zone. Professional cuddler.
How do you get? How do you become a professional cuddler?
There's an intensive program.
10 years.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. You're often hungry.
What if the person stinks? I mean, what if they have like really bad body odor? Or they use, or you know what else I hate?
Axe.
Is when a guy puts on too much cologne or a woman puts on too much perfume. It's like bad.
I imagine as the cuddler. Professional cuddler, you have right of refusal. You know, you could say, you know, I'm allergic to that awful Axe body spray you're using, sir.
Yes, we don't want that. No spice. We don't want
middle
spice
school boys' room.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's kind of a long joke I have. But I think only it's not that long. But unlike Matt's joke last week, that was
I wanted to
awful.
Publicly apologize for that joke. I had multiple people.
I mean, your father even yelled at you about that, didn't he?
Multiple people that listen to the podcast regularly that are close to me came to me and I wanted to just make a formal apology. You know, there are no excuses for my joke. I take full responsibility and I am seeking counseling for that joke.
Perfect.
Me too.
All right. This one is a little long, but I think it's funny. Okay. A distinguished looking young woman was on a flight from Ireland to New York City. And she asked the priest beside her, oh, Father, may I ask a favor? And he says, oh, of course, my child. Whatever may I do for you? Do you want me to pray for you? She said, no, I don't need your prayers, but I do need your help. You see, I bought an expensive electronic hair dryer for my mother's birthday, and she lives in New York, and it's unopened, but I'm over my customs limit, and I'm afraid that they're going to confiscate it. So is there any way that you could carry it through customs for me? I mean, maybe under your robe, perhaps. And he says, you know, dear, I would really love to help you, but I'm a priest. I can't lie. And she says, well, with your honest face, Father, no one would ever question you. So sure enough, they get to customs, and she let the priest go ahead of her. And the official asked, Father, do you have anything to declare? And he says, oh, from the top of my head down to my waist, I have nothing to declare. The customs official said, you know, that's just kind of a strange answer, from my head to my waist. He said, so, Father, what do you have to declare from your waist to the floor? And he says, well, let me tell you, sir, I have the most incredible, marvelous instrument designed to be used on a woman, but which is, to date, unused and pristine.
Good.
That was good.
Yeah. I know. And I'm like, I started laughing when I read the joke. I was like, that is so good. All right. See, I saved us from last week, Matt.
Thank you so much.
I'm like, you know what? This is what's going on. All right. So before we say adios and see you next week, Matt, what do you have to share with us that people should take away?
Hey. There's more things you can do with your mouse than you thought. There's some really cool mouse shortcuts that you need to try. Try them out. They're fun.
And if you have any mouse shortcuts, don't share them with me. No, I'm just teasing. If you have any more. What about you, Allie?
I vote that you pick, if you have like a call every week that you do, and you know you don't need to be at your computer, take it outside next time. Go on a little walk, get in some steps, be like me and Kim, and you'll actually be in a way better mood, too. It's nice.
And I just think that everybody who's listening should just, they need to help us out here, right? I mean, they need to know that we need your help. We do, as a listener. Because, you know, when you give us a nice review, even if you give us a crappy review, I mean, whatever, it does help us get noticed by more podcasts and in searches and stuff like that. So, you know, do us a favor, and wherever you get your podcast, just leave us a nice 5-star review, 1-star review, whatever. Just know if it's a 1-star review, we're probably going to read it here on the air. No, we won't, I swear. If it's a great review, we're going to read it here. And, you know, who knows? Maybe someday we'll actually send somebody some money for a nice review. No, we're not going to bribe you. We're not going to do that. So anyway, that would be really, really lovely. As just a reminder, send us your thoughts and comments to podcasts@commando.com. And thanks for listening. And we'll see you here, all three of us, on the next Friday edition of Kim Commando Today.
This This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.